Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
Women will never understand post-nut syndrome.
Describe post-nut syndrome because this is something exclusive to us.
Yes.
Like, I don't know I like you until I come.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You do not know. Yeah. And that's why it's so fucked up. Like, when, you know, women think we're fuckboys or mm-hmm. we're pieces of shit as dudes, it's like, you don't get it. I think I like you.
Right.
Everything I'm saying to you, I believe.
Right.
And my dick is just like, yeah, we're going to find out. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We gonna see. And there are times where you nut, and it's like, damn.
Yeah, you realize you made a mistake, especially if the woman is really into you and you're really not into her, and you're like, yeah. Oh, I made an error. And then you do feel like an asshole.
Fuck it, I admit it. I did it to get it. I wrote you a song, invented you wrong. I hit it and quit it. Forget that I did it. You'll probably call me a buster by the end of the song. But I ain't gon' act like there wasn't a time when I wasn't that guy. And you treated me like a nigga that's just on the passenger side. When you and your girls were screaming at y'all, I don't want no scars. I was that nigga that wanted you but ain't get no love. I made a decision, I'm with it, it's written. When I catch you slipping, I'm gon' do you wrong. Said I done came up now, I got my cake up now. But I cannot forget all the times you used to say to me. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Cause I remember that. I was all on the side of his best friend's ride. See, my pockets were thinner, but my dollars were slimmer. When I asked for your digits, you simply wrong. So I finally waited, I waited for you. Plotting the way I'm gonna do it and waiting for you to fall through. I pulled up on you and then ran up with you, thought that shit was my own. And that's when you came up and gave me your number, it's sick just to know. But I ain't play timid. It's guaranteed that we did it. First night I came over, she had me in her room. And all that I'm thinking is look what a car can do. It got me getting you outside your pants and you used to say, do you remember that? Do you remember that? Cause I remember that.
Women will never understand post-nut syndrome.
Describe post-nut syndrome because this is something exclusive to us.
Niggas want me gone, my mama want me home. I think everybody want fame.
on that broom like the janitor. You can't catch a Z, we don't snooze like the camera. Now say that it's smoke, then we gon' throw shots at your manager. Your click ain't got no firepower, 15K to fill it up. I snatch niggas' bitches up, come get your bitch, she real in love. No Irish hitting none, fuck with us, get you cut. Block with a switch on the butt, 4 seconds, it get them flush. I gave my heart to you, but they ain't been feeling in love. Take time, heal wounds, I went cardio for the world. These niggas want me gone, my mama want me home. I think everybody want fame, no love for these hoes. What's coming, must go, left my heart in the cold. I just wanna be show, ain't tryna run for no P.O.s. These niggas want me gone, my mama want me home. I think everybody want fame, no love for these hoes. What's coming, must go, left my heart in the cold. I just wanna be show, ain't tryna run for no P.O.s.
Yeah, I know ain't nothing new under the sun and shit. But ain't nobody dealing how I'm doing it, and after me, ain't nobody gonna do it like me. I'm only happy when I'm thugging. Remember how I felt when E got shot? I was round with the heat round time. Remember first time when we got tried? Ever since then, ain't seen them guys. Remember how we felt when Mishko died? We couldn't pick no sides. Remember the way I felt inside? I was in that cell and the bully had died. Remember how I felt when E got shot? I was round with the heat round time. Remember first time when we got tried? Ever since then, ain't seen them guys. Remember how we felt when Mishko died? We couldn't pick no sides. Remember the way I felt inside? I was in that cell and watched you die. Yeah, I was in the cell when Ace had died. Sent me to jail, you know I'm gon' ride. Never gon' care, I'm never gon' cry. Sent me to hell, I got baptized. They'll run around with that fire. They don't even know how I'm feeling inside. I can't even hide, I'm criminalized. I try to be cool, I'm tryna be nice, but it get hard sometimes. Shot that nigga in front of the highs, and I couldn't sleep that night. They say I'm flawed, cause I've been around LaBrell. They know we get live, my cousin got raw right by my dog. But I pick my homeboy side, how do I see him in front of my people now? I've been living this life, looking real good. They got me in Hollywood. They say that I'm blind, but all the shiny thing design the frame. Can't see my eyes, blood in my pupils, ain't her. I be thinking about death, thinking about shooting people. Remember how I felt when E got shot? I was round with the heat round time. Remember first time when we got tried? Ever since then, ain't seen them guys. Remember how we felt when Mishko died? We couldn't pick no sides. Remember the way I felt inside? I was in that cell and Booey had died. Remember how I felt when E got shot? I was round with the heat real time. Remember first time when we got tried? Ever since then, ain't seen them guys. Remember how we felt when Mishko died? We couldn't pick no sides. Remember the way I felt inside? I was in that cell and watched you die. Hey, yeah, I be getting on these beats, I be trying to vent sometimes. Boy, you know we had to tie you up with them zip ties. I'm a murderer, I'm a burglar with these grip flies. Me and D-Bo stealing cars right off the line. You had told on me we got caught stealing that Mazda, didn't it? Yeah, I remember I had rock sprint stolen, I ain't even much go to sprinting. Look who the ass shoot a nigga right now, you think I'm photogenic. They call me kill this living, you already know I'm living. I do remember you had made me feel loving. And how you tricked me, I thought that you loved me. I ready to kill you when you call me little buddy. And you remember too, y'all remember how I felt when E got shot? I was round with the heat round time. Remember first time when we got tried? Ever since then, ain't seen them guys. Remember how we felt when Mishko died? We couldn't pick no sides. Remember the way I felt inside? I was in that cell and Booey had died. Remember how I felt when E got shot? I was round with the heat round time. Remember first time when we got tried? Ever since then, ain't seen them guys. Remember how we felt when Mishko died? We couldn't pick no sides. Remember the way I felt inside? I was in that cell and watched you die.
Sir Ski, you already know the deal, you know the vibes. If you did not know, please, please, please let me be the first to tell you, this is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. I am, of course, your highly favored, your blessed, your hostess with the absolute mostest. I am him. I am Himothy. I am Hemi Neutron. I am Hemi Turner. I am him Carrie. I am all that in a bag of chips. And please, if you did not hear in the intro, and if you did not just hear me, please let my baby girl tell you one more time. I am. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. First off, I want to start by saying welcome to all my first time and last time listeners. This is episode 152 of this thing we be doing all the time, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Usually how I start this thing, I started by telling you how your uncle is doing, what's going on in my neck of the woods, and then I get to all the shits, man. I get to everything that's been going on this week, from entertainment to news to sports to music and pretty much everything that's going up and down your timeline. Your uncle's gonna get to it. But before I get to it, man, oh man, this week has been full of surprises. This week has been crazy, man. It's that time, man. Like I told y'all last week, man, it is getting close to wintertime. The seasons are changing. Girls are preparing to steal hoodies. And it's I don't know if y'all can even hear it, man. It's raining a lot more. Just a lot is changing, man. It's summer. I'm not gonna hold you, man. It's to me, it's officially over, man. I cannot wait to get home. I have a few weeks left of being overseas, man. I have been so thankful for this experience, but man, it's about time to get the fuck on, get the fuck out of here, onto bigger, better adventures, onto the next chapter of life, onto the next chapter of the pod. But I've been doing good, man. Your uncle's been doing okay. I've been trying to stay positive. I've been staying out the way. I've been on my dolo solo shit, as of late, trying to distance myself from a lot of people. Cause, I mean, it's just how it is, man. Sometimes you just gotta distance yourself. Also, check on your strong friends, especially during this time, cause I'm feeling it. I guess how you guys may be feeling it out there, but seasonal depression is a real thing when the weather changes, time changes, depression creeps back in, man. This time is around the time for holidays. First holiday up is going to be Halloween. Next holiday is going to be Thanksgiving. The next one's going to be Christmas. A lot of things come with that season. A lot of people lose or has lost people during these holiday times, and a lot of people will sink back into a depression without even knowing it. So please check on your friends, your family, your loved ones. I myself have been battling depression for a lot of my life, and I'm currently battling it right now, man, because I've been cooped away and not wanting to talk to anybody. I've been doing things on my own, just, you know, staying out the way, man, because I've been in my feels, man. I'm not gonna lie. But just thank God for the people who love me, always trying to check up on me and make sure I'm good. But your uncle is here, and of course, like I tell you guys all the time, man, coming in here speaking to you guys is therapy. It really helps me to just, you know, get out feelings and emotions that I would otherwise just push down or harbor all to myself and try and deal with it on my own time. But I'm here. We got a few things to talk about. A lot of new music has came out this week, and a few stories have came out this week. I'm not gonna lie, we don't even have a lot of topics, so I may make this a short little podcast. But yeah, man, good. Glad to motherfucking be here, man. Let's get to the shits. Let's get to it.
Us as blacks, we need to ban this Jeffrey Dahmer movie. This is some shit. What he did to our race. This is some sick shit. We need to boycott this movie off Netflix. This is sick. This is sick. The victim family should be getting paid off every dollar Netflix made. This is sick. We need to ban this Jeffrey Dahmer movie. This is some sick shit. It's sick.
Oh my God. So, well, since Boozy seen it, I might as well talk about it. I've seen this Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't want to call it a documentary. It's more of a show. It's a 10-episode series on the serial killer career of Jeffrey Dahmer. A lot of people obviously have not seen or really known who or what Jeffrey Dahmer really did. They just heard the name and associated him with being a serial killer. At least that's how I was. I never really knew the crimes that Jeffrey Dahmer committed. I just knew the name Jeffrey Dahmer, and he was associated with serial killers whenever serial killers was brought up. I don't know. Don't ask me when the fuck it was brought up, but when it was, Jeffrey Dahmer's name was thrown in the mix, and I just associated that last name with serial killer. So, I don't even know who's the first person who told me to watch this. I think it was a friend who told me to watch it, and I was just like, I had nothing to do that day. I said, fuck it, threw it on. And I was blown the fuck away. I think each episode was like 45 minutes to an hour. I sat there for the first 4 episodes and was fucking blown away. I just kept hearing people say, oh my God, if you watch this, I just couldn't. I just kept seeing things on social media like, oh my God, I couldn't even finish. Oh my God, I had to fucking take a break. I was finna throw up. I was finna all this bullshit people were saying. So of course, when people start talking like that, human curiosity, of course, is going to take over. And I was like, fam, of course I got to go see what the fuck is going on. Watched it. Watched like the first 4 episodes the first day. Next day, watched the next 4. Had to pause a little bit. And was like, you know what? I got to get through this shit just to, because I don't want to keep this energy around me. I just got to see the end of it. Watched it all. And was like, wow. I kind of want to forget everything I just watched. I don't want to sit here and tell you guys, because I'm sure everyone who's listening to this has probably seen it, because God damn it, man. It's like Netflix's like number one trending movie right now. Right behind Squid Games, and we all know how y'all went crazy over Squid Games. I'm expecting to see mad Squid Games costumes for Halloween as well. Also, I'm expecting to see mad Jeffrey Dahmer costumes for this Halloween. And the thing about, I just don't understand with this whole Jeffrey Dahmer shit is, why do y'all get on here? I mean, I should expect it, but why do y'all get on the internet and just make light of the most crazy, disturbing things? Now, granted, some shit be funny, because I have a good sense of humor, at least I like to think. Like, y'all are on here saying, oh, you thought I was feeling you? Like, y'all acting as if you were Jeffrey Dahmer saying, oh, you thought I was feeling you? That nigga for lunch. Like, y'all are crazy on this fucking internet. Rick Ross tripping saying, yo, can a nigga find me some Jeff Dahmer glasses? Like, I don't get it. I don't get, like, I'm not gonna lie. Every time I see a joke or every time I see anything about Jeffrey Dahmer online, I just keep seeing the actor's face who eerily looks similar to Jeffrey Dahmer. I keep seeing pictures of Jeffrey Dahmer. I just keep seeing clips everywhere of Jeffrey Dahmer and what he's done and the series and everything. If I'm a family member and I knew one of the victims of Jeffrey Dahmer, or just like my family has been traumatized for years over this shit, I'm sick to my stomach. I don't know how to, like, how do I go on my phone and not see something about this person who just eradicated my family? Like, that's, that must be some shit. Just to, like, imagine if someone was to kill your mother or your brother or your father, and you have to go online and you just can't get away from it. It's just a reminder constantly over and over. That must be one of the hardest things to deal with. I wouldn't wish that on one of my worst enemies. Like, that's just some sick shit. The internet, I don't want to say the internet should have compassion, because I know the internet's not going to have compassion for anybody. Like, the internet is fucking brutal. The internet is fucking ruthless. And speaking of the internet being ruthless, some more information. Look at that. Look at that. Transition God. The internet owes apology to PNB Rock's baby mother, because the internet was ruthless and savage when all of the information about PNB came out, saying that, oh, he was killed because she posted their location on social media, all this bullshit. But now news is coming out that actually she was not the cause of PNB Rock's death, that the suspects that are currently apprehended were actually in the parking lot of the Roscoe's. Let me get the actual information real quick. Got it right here.
Now, the felony complaint starts with a mystery man in red. He has yet to be identified, but prosecutors say he saw PNB Rock and his girlfriend arrive at Roscoe's wearing expensive jewelry. From the wording, it appears he may have been inside the restaurant. He then waits outside until Freddie Lee Trone is seen arriving. The two men talk outside Roscoe's. Trone then leaves, but he returns shortly with his 17-year-old son, this time, who prosecutors say was armed with a gun. Trone drops him off a short distance away from Roscoe's. Trone Jr. then goes inside, walking straight to the table where the rapper and his girlfriend were sitting, eating, pointing a gun at them, prosecutors allege, and saying, "Give me all of your jewelry now." The very next item on the timeline has the teen shooting PNB Rock in the chest, just like that. And after he fell to the ground, prosecutors say the teenager shot him two more times, this time in the back. The felony complaint goes on to say the teenager then pointed the gun at PNB's girlfriend, Steph, saying, quote, "Show me your hands. Give me that blank right now. I swear to God, I shoot you in the head." The teen then robbed her, took her jewelry, and the complaint says that as the rapper lay dying on the floor of the restaurant, the teenager robbed him too, taking his chains and watch and pulling his rings off of his fingers. Now, the felony...
Jesus Christ, and I'm sorry for anyone who has trauma and getting robbed and just having to hear about this, but we received so much more extra information on this PNB Rock case. Basically, what broke first this week was apparently it was a duo who was involved in robbing PNB Rock. The first person we came to know from this whole situation was Mr. Trone. I don't have his first name here. I think it's Freddie Lee Trone or some shit like that. Basically, his friend, some mystery man in red who they're not naming for some reason, was actually at the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, seen PNB Rock and his girlfriend pulling up wearing all their ice, discussing whatever they had to discuss with Mr. Trone. This man Trone then left the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, went to go pick up his 17-year-old son, who was on probation for some charge before, was allegedly wearing an ankle monitor, went to go pick up his son, returned back to the restaurant, waited for his son to get out of the car, go into the restaurant, rob PNB Rock, and the father became the getaway driver. Now, there are a lot of people involved in this thing that we're getting more information on. Apparently, three people were arrested, the father, the 17-year-old son, and his girlfriend of the father was allegedly arrested, all in connection to PNB Rock's murder. And we're not sure what role the woman played in this, but she was also arrested for conspiracy, I guess, to help with them committing this heinous fucking crime. I'm not sure why they are not naming the man that was in all red, but it's man, I don't even know where to fucking start, bro. I can't even just imagine I can't even imagine. This is some shit out of this is not even, I can't even say this is shit out of like a fairy tale or out of like just a movie, because this is some actual movie shit. Like, you're a grown ass man, you're with your friend or whoever the fuck at Roscoe's, you see a rapper walk in with a whole bunch of jewelry and his girl with a whole bunch of jewelry on. You being a grown ass man, it's already the wrong thing to rob somebody, but you say, you know what, I'm gonna go get my son, my 17-year-old son, who's already wearing an ankle monitor, and I'm gonna go pick him up and tell him what's going on. And instead of me going in there and doing that and him being the getaway driver, still wrong, I'm gonna make my child, my underage child, and that's probably the reason why they're not even saying his name in this, because he's underage. He's fucking 17 years old. He's only been in this world for 17 years. I'm going to tell my son to go into this restaurant and get that jewelry. I imagine he's telling his son to get the jewelry no matter what. And your son goes in there, commits murder. Not even like not even just one shot to just scare somebody. This is broad daylight in the middle of LA. You shoot someone in their chest and then stop, go to their girl, put a gun in her face and say, give me all of your shit. Take all the jewelry off her. She's probably crying, fucking petrified, terrified. And then you shoot the already bleeding to death person on the ground two more times in the back. And this just speaks to how strong PNB Rock is. Because when we seen the video, the disgusting, the graphic video of him dying on that Roscoe's floor, he was still moving. He was still trying to stay here with us. He was still moving. He was still gasping. He was still trying to cling on to life. He shot that man two more times in the back on some coward shit. And proceeded to take his rings, his jewelry off, and then leave. Hop into the car with his dad, probably covered in blood, and leave. And this man, Freddie Lee Trone, or whatever his name is, your son hopped back into the car with all this jewelry, covered in blood, and a gun, and as a father, like, you was like, I don't, it's sick, man. Like, what mind state do you have to be in to put yourself and your son, your 17-year-old son who's barely seen any life, probably never stepped out of LA County, to put him on a dummy crash out mission, to know he was going in there to do some foul shit, to know, to take that jewelry off that person, you was probably going to have to shoot him. You sent your son in there to kill somebody. Like, this is, and it's this shit I hate. I hate, like, I love hip hop, bro. I love hip hop. But this the stupid shit we glorify. Every other song we listen to, every other song we hear, pull up on them, empty the clip, dirty clip, switch on a Glock. Like, I'm sick of this shit, bro. Like, I'm not gonna hold you, bro, because I listen to this music. I enjoy this music sometimes. I really do. But, like, let that shit be entertainment. Like, I know this shit really goes on, and it just goes back to my other point of you gotta stay dangerous out here. Like, you gotta stay dangerous. Like, it's October, spooky season. Spooky season for a reason. This is the start of it. And don't let it, and please, please don't let it get misconstrued. Halloween is a fun holiday, but niggas who know, like, if you know, you know. Niggas who know, they know. It's spooky season for a reason. Shit get real. It start here. It start here. Go to Thanksgiving and Christmas to the new year. It get real spooky, nigga. You got to stay on your 10 toes. Because they start in October. They saving money for Thanksgiving. They trying to get some money. They saving it up for Halloween. Buy the kids candy. Thanksgiving, buy that turkey, buy that honey baked ham for their family. And then boom, it gets stupid crazy around Christmas because no parent wants their kid to have nothing underneath that tree for Christmas. So guess what? I'm going to do whatever I can to get some food up under that tree, to get some toys and presents up under that tree, to have some food on that table for Christmas. I'm going to do whatever. It gets real. It's going to get real. It's spooky season. Shit's getting spooky out here, bro. This is probably one of the most disgusting stories I have seen in such a long motherfucking time. Just these hip-hop murders is getting out of... Let me see if I got the other video from this.
Alleged teen gunman was just out of jail and wearing an ankle monitor, which should have gone off once he left his home.
Court's going to go on the record, call the matter of People versus Chantel Trone.
Also in custody, Freddie Trone's 38-year-old wife, Chantel, who choked back tears during her arraignment in Compton. Police have not said her involvement, but she pled not guilty to charges of being an accessory after the fact. Chantel Trone is due back in court on October 13th. As for Freddie Lee Trone, he could be arraigned as early as tomorrow. Alleged teen gunman.
This shit is just so fucking sad, bro. This is so fucking, like, I've never seen no this is heinous, bro. I could compare this shit to the Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, this is disgusting, bro. To shoot that man in the chest and he's already bleeding. He's bleeding out. He's dying. And while he's already on the ground dying, you shoot this man two times. What is he gonna do to you? He could have walked away from this. He could have walked away from this, and now their two daughters who will never see their father again. There's a girlfriend who will never see her partner again, who is traumatized for life. And this is why I started this off with that young lady needs the most sincerest apology. I don't know from who. She need to go sue the motherfucking LA police department, the fucking sheriff, who, because I remember playing the clip. They said, oh, we think that the killers were tipped off by an Instagram post. No, it was not my fault. Y'all blamed me, and the whole internet was already blaming me. That shit is, bro, she seen the love of her life, her baby father, get shot three times in front of her, had a gun put to her head. By a 17-year-old. And then, God forbid, she was online and seeing everything and seeing the video again online. I could not. My deepest prayers goes to that young lady, man, because that's just some shit no one should ever have to go through, man. I need a, Jesus Christ, man. I need to play some shit to get my mind off this, man. Prayers go out to PNB Rock, his baby mother, his two daughters, his family, whole PNB gang, all of Philly, man. Super sad, man. And I apologize. I still got some more bad news. But we're gonna get to it. Let's go. YNW Melly Man is back in headlines because, according to Complex, a Florida sheriff's office is claiming that YNW Melly teamed with one of his attorneys to plan a jailbreak. The dramatic accusation was first laid out in a court hearing on Tuesday. The Broward County Sheriff's General Counsel's office followed with an official statement on the accusation on April 11th, 2022, Broward Sheriff's Office received a confidential tip regarding inmates Nicholas Lewis and Jamel Demons, both housed in the same unit at the main jail, planning an escape from the jail by having Demons' attorney bring in two handcuff keys to aid in the escape. Additional information provided by the source was that Lewis had a shank and drugs. The statement reads in part. Yeah, man. When I seen this, I really had to be like, bro, ain't no fucking way. There is no way in this entire world you are gonna risk everything by trying to escape from jail. And someone who also had the same sentiment was YNW Melly's mother, who had this to say, man.
Okay, so I'm at work and I just seen this crazy ass story. First of all, this is just another tactic for them to try to literally just tarnish my son's character and everything. They do not want him having attorney visits in person, which will cause for ineffective counsel. So we went to court for that, and they took his phone calls, and they have him locked down. They had no evidence whatsoever that his attorneys did anything wrong to prove these accusations, but they knew it would get picked up by the media. So when we get ready to pick a jury, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, it's gonna be, oh, this kid tried to escape. Oh, this kid tried to do all these things. This is all fake because they do not have a case, and it's still Free Melly till he's free. Okay, so
yes, sir. Ski, Free Melly till he's free, unless he did that shit. But I'm not gonna lie, man. YNW Melly has been in jail for, I want to say, like the past 2.5 years, man. His co-defendant YNW Bortland had got out damn near 2 years ago, and they're still holding Melly. He caught COVID in there. They still wouldn't free him. He got an infection for his diamond grill. They still wouldn't free him. And it seems like they don't really have a case. They put so much time, effort, and money into trying to convict this young man, and it seems like they don't have much. So it seems like at this point, they're just trying to, just do whatever they can to just make him look crazy, make him, you know what I'm saying, just make it a hard time for him inside of jail. Also, another person.
Hopefully, my brother will be going to court.
Another person. Oh, excuse me. Ready? Hopefully, they can get some solution to whatever is going on. But someone else who is having is in a similar predicament. Gunna, who is a part of the YSL Rico case, is getting a little bit of good news. Gunna's legal team are making their third attempt to get him bond after charges and violent crimes have reportedly been dropped. So they've been trying to add on a whole bunch of charges to Gunna, trying to attach him to murders over here in this county, robberies and stuff over there in another county. And all of that's not sticking. They can't find a way that Gunna is involved in any of this. And they're like, yo, if he's not accused of any violent crimes, why is he being held? This, that, and the other. Let me see. So basically, they're going to try and make a third attempt to get him bond. Hopefully, this one will be successful. Also, Young Thug's sister is in headlines because she's saying Thug is trying to do a speedy trial. Let me see if they have information on Gunna's thing. It says, this is the third motion filed by Sergio Kitchens. One might wonder what change in circumstances would support yet another hearing bond. The answer is simple. Mr. Kitchens has been dropped from overt Act 75 and the two, the prosecution, each prior hearing proceeding way undergoing investigation. Basically, yo, fam, y'all really ain't got nothing on them. The state of Georgia need to back and just, you know what I'm saying, let him do his thing.
Hopefully,
man,
my brother will be going to court before next year. His trial will start. They so weird down there, that courthouse and the DAs and everybody, they just so weird. Like, y'all about got all these charges and all this bullshit, but y'all, my brother want a speedy trial, but y'all not ready. Like, my brother ready to go to trial right now, but the state not ready. This shit all just bogus and it's funny as fuck. It ain't funny, but I'm just saying, like, weird. It's very weird. It's like, okay, you go to the media every 5 minutes, every 30, every hour, every other day. And then, so my brother like, okay, well, shit, I'm ready for trial. Yeah. Hopefully, my brother will be going to court.
Yeah, so, pray for everyone that's in that YSL case. Looks like Thug is saying, yo, I'm ready for trial right now. I want a speedy trial. I want to get this shit over with. I'm losing money. Y'all fucking with all the shit that I got going on. Gunna has been dropped from all violent charges. Why is he still being held? Et cetera, et cetera. Hopefully they can get something figured out. But someone else who was just commenting on the case is WAC 100. Basically, WAC has been on Clubhouse saying 21 Savage snitched on Young Thug in YSL. And I think 21 Savage responded.
21, I'll mark your ass out. You apologize. Nigga,
I remember that shit.
Nigga, I think you the one telling that the DA talking about in Atlanta. I think it's 21 Savage telling so he can keep his mother citizenship.
Citizenship. Oh,
yeah, I remember
that. No, nigga, that you want to wrong run it.
I ain't mad at that theory.
I think 21 the one cooperating, giving up information on motherfuckers. He was close to Thug and them. Thug brought the nigga one of them little trucks and shit. I think it's you, nigga. You the only nigga got something to look. 21, I'll mark your ass out. You apologize.
Now, that's a crazy statement to make. Not saying that WAC 100 is new to making crazy statements, but calling someone a snitch and saying someone is trying to rat and snitch on someone to stay in the U.S., I'm pretty sure 21 would go to London, to the U.K. if he really had to. He would not... He was not snitch on Young Thug and all of YSL to stay in the United States. I don't think it's that deep. 21 got money. That's a crazy accusation. Whack, gotta chill. But let me see if we got a response by 21.
But look, though, right? It'd be a lot of shit going on, right? And I don't speak on it. So...
I don't speak on nothing side, homie.
But look. When you
I intentionally don't speak on it.
But look, though. When you see a nigga going through real life shit, right? Like, I didn't see you go through real life shit on the internet or whatever, right? And I don't speak on it. I don't make fun of it. I don't speculate about it. Just give me the same respect, gang. Like, I don't be...
What you mean? Hey, look, bro. I'm going to keep it real. Hey, 21, I'm going to keep it real, bro.
You on the internet.
Hey, look, I'm going to keep it real, bro. You should really check that bitch about coming in here starting the fire that she ain't relevant to, homie. I wish a bitch would go to your room and represent me and start a fire with you, bro, that I know is going to kick back on me on some real shit. And you know what I'm saying, homie. Bitch, you know that nigga could get ignorant. Bitch, you know he got a platform. You know.
But look, though, right?
Oh, he got a voice. But look, though, would you go over there fucking with that nigga my name for?
Right. Bro, I ain't made nothing up about you, though, bro. That's
I don't speak on nothing going on your side, homie.
But look.
Man, you call me.
I intentionally don't speak on. Hey, my nigga, I'm listening to DA in Atlanta said it's a well-known rapper who's telling
you.
You get caught and get, you got a threat of getting sent out the country because you ain't a real citizen. We trying to figure it out. The bitch trying to say I'm gay, so we got to figure out your shit. Maybe the bitch right, maybe she wrong. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. 21, I'm going to keep it real. 2 weeks, 2 months.
There's a lot of shit going on.
They going to let us know you going to court. So
I can't go to court for immigration if I got an open gun case.
Nah, what about the gun case, bullshit? I don't speak on nothing, bullshit. I'm giving you your time. Let you literally don't speak and deport your ass. Cats. Hey, look, I was doing time before you got off the court.
Look. Like, I didn't see
I don't know, bro. What
be that?
Then we pour the case law on this.
Man,
it's a lot of shit going on. WAC then posted, bitch made 36 months, no court dates, and now we're hearing about this U status, mandatory cooperation. I don't know what the fuck that means, but WAC is pretty, he's pushing pretty hard on this. I'm not sure why. It's really weird. He's had a thing for 21 Savage for a while. I don't know if he thinks 21 is pussy or something. I wouldn't. But then again, WAC don't give a fuck. So, yeah, just prayers to them, man. I don't even like to talk about street shit like that. It's none of my business. What else do we have? Oh, man. Hide your kids, hide your motherfucking wife, because Antonio Brown is wildin'. He's fucking wildin', man. Social media has been going crazy because we're watching the video right now.
On camera.
Watching the video right now.
On camera.
Niggas ain't got me in the fucking camera.
This is the clearest video I've ever seen. This is the most HD shit ever. This is 4K. How did they get you in 4K?
They caught that nigga in 4 fucking K. Now, pretty much what happened, if you don't know what happened, Antonio Brown is in a pool in Dubai, I'm guessing, and he is seen putting his bare ass. He looks like he's naked and nude inside the pool. He's having a good time. He's putting his bare ass in a white woman's face twice. He looks like he's playing with her and wrapping something around her neck and kind of like dunking her in the pool. And then she kind of swims away like, ah, come catch me on some weird shit. And then this nigga starts stroking his dick in the pool. Bro, Antonio, you gotta fucking chill. I don't know what he got going on, bro. This is nuts. This is fucking crazy. But of course, Antonio responded online and he said, every chance they get to sway the heat off themselves, they use me. In the video, you can clearly see she runs off with my swim trunks. If roles were reversed and the headlines would read, AB having a wild night with nude female. Yet, when it's me, it automatically becomes a hate crime. My name is more precious to be diamonds and gold. Why y'all keep playing with my character? They tried to bury me, forgot I was a seed. That's a 5-bar. Fuck with that. It's crazy to me that even after I retired, there is discrimination coming out about me. Ironically, during a time when the NFL is getting heat for allowing players to play when they're clearly concussed, they've been using black men as guinea pigs. All right. Valid points, AB. Valid points, but at the same time, you shouldn't be jerking your dick in people's face at a public pool. But I don't know where this video even came from. Why is this coming up now? And AB, really? Yes, the NFL was doing some weird fucked up shit with one of their players. Because I think the Dolphins quarterback had got a really bad concussion. And because they really wanted them to win the game. They put him back in, and he was obviously concussed. He was obviously not mentally right or able. He shouldn't have been in that game. And there's been a whole controversy about that. And Brett Favre still stole $6 million. No one's talking about that. But NFL's under a lot of heat. But I don't know why they would put a video out of you beating your dick in a pool, AB. That's just crazy. Yeah, man. Put that shit on. Yo, AB, why you had did that, AB? You shouldn't have did that shit, man.
David, come on.
We got to play some AB for that, man.
Why?
Because he put that dick on. AB's the greatest, man. Hey, let's go. Do your dance. Do your dance, AB. Do your dance. Put that shit on. Hey, let go.
Let go.
Let go. Oh, man, AB's a funny guy. I told you, man, we really ain't got shit to talk about this week. What else do we have? Rest in peace to fucking Coolio, man. Passed away at the age of 51. Legendary, man.
Oh, here it goes.
Classics.
Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. They keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial, don't read the room. Cause they always in the summer, no frontin' and you don't wanna miss it. It's double K, like, do the good way, yes. Keenan and Kel, I should have said Kel and Keenan, and you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan is Keenan with a plan or a plot.
Woo!
To the top, but they kinda in the middle, cause they always getting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a Nancy Drew mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel and your vicinity, like Siegfried and Roy, Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem, or Penn and Teller. Somebody's in trouble, oh, here it go, oh, Nick, 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 Nick.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, the legendary rapper Coolio, who was pronounced passed away at the age of 59. Apparently, he was at a close friend's house, and he went to the bathroom, man, and it just looked like he, I guess, collapsed and was pronounced dead, man. He was pronounced dead this Wednesday in L.A., legendary L.A. rapper, man. Just sad, man, because 59 is pretty young, but just shout out Coolio, man. Just a real L.A. legend, a real California legend, man. Lost too soon, but you will never be forgotten. We love you forever, man. What else do we have? DaBaby dropped his new Boogeyman music video, where he basically said he fucked the Megan Thee Stallion, and he has a Megan Thee Stallion lookalike.
You play with me, that was childish. The day before she say the Tory Lanez shot, I fucking on Megan Thee Stallion. Waited to say this on my next album. Hit it the day before too, but I kept it play. Ain't say nothing about it. Had a pretty boy boyfriend took me ready to die by.
It's a really weird music video. That's not going to get the streams up, baby. Like, I'm sorry to say, like, I don't, what really made the baby pop? Really, what, I don't, drops his blunt. Hey, hate you niggas, man. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know what the baby got going on, but I'm praying for him. I'm sure he'll bounce back. But this is funnier. Big Scar rapper drops his blunt on Rolling Loud and calls his girl.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Guys, it's
Shazzy. Place just for your crazy ass.
Oh, God. Man, my boy Big Scar, man, we appreciate you so much.
Drop the
just drop the fire.
Hey, hold on. We better not be fucking my... Let me call you.
Somebody call your girlfriend, man. Let's make sure nobody get your bitch, man.
This nigga hell.
Big Scar got to call his girl. You know what happens. You drop your blunt, call your bitch right away, man. Because, you know what I mean? Roll it loud, man. We
hold
appreciate
on, hold on. Yeah.
He got to call her. Oh, lie.
I got to call her.
He FaceTiming her right now.
Hold on. Hold the fuck on.
Ain't no way.
Blocked me. She blocked you?
No, hold on. I'm trying to see.
Your girl blocked you?
I'm trying to see. Hold on. I don't think I got no connection.
I think you dropped the blood. She blocked you. I think things are adding to a certain place right now. It's gonna be a certain answer you might hear.
Hold on.
Damn, she ain't
answer. It's ringing.
Hold on. Let's see what she's doing.
Why your girl name saved us? What? I played.
She gonna say bro, she was asleep.
You are the funniest nigga ever, bro.
She ain't Elsa.
Man. Damn, Big Scar. Damn. Really be like that, though, man. In other news, since we ain't got that much shit to talk about, man, we might as well go ahead to music and all the new music that dropped this weekend, man. We're going to start off with Freddie Gibbs. I'll start off with Freddie Gibbs. He dropped his long-anticipated SSS's Triple S album, the Soul Sold Separately album. 15 songs, 46 minutes. Pretty concise, pretty nice. Couple good features on there. Offset, Moneybagg Yo. What is it? Rick Ross, Anderson .Paak, DJ Paul, Pusha T, and some other people. Also Scarface on there. Really dope album, man. I'm gonna be listening to this album for the next month, 2 months, maybe be listening to it for the rest of the year, because it's really that good. I really gotta really lock in on each song, because each song is individually dope by itself. One of my favorite songs right now is PYS. I'm not even going to tell you what that means. You just got to go listen to it for yourself. Super dope. I love CIA. I love the song with Pusha T. He has a super crazy verse on there. Space Rabbit couldn't be. There's a whole lot of bangers on there, man. Super, super dope. Who else dropped this week? DDG dropped his new project. It is called It's Not Me, It's You. Super, super concise project. 12 songs, only 30 minutes. Just a nice little ride in the car, man. Couple features, Polo G and LA Choppa, Gunna from his hit song Elon Musk, Kevin Gates, and Babyface Ray. I definitely have to go listen to that again. I really didn't get a chance to really marinate in the project, but from what I hear, pretty good, man. I'm always loving new DDG music. Another artist that dropped this week, YG is back with his new album, and I've been really anticipating this YG album because he has had some bangers, some absolute bangers for singles coming out. His song Toxic, which I fucking love, is on there. I'm sure what the other song that I love is on there. I don't see it on here. I think it's Alone. Let me see. Let me play it real quick. Yes, the song Alone. I love that song. Some really classic samples on there. But he dropped his I Got Issues project that is 14 songs, 49 minutes. Features on there from Mozzie, Dezen, Kuko, J. Cole, Moneybagg Yo, Her, Roddy Rich, and Nas, man. A couple good features on there. I definitely have to re-listen to that. I fell asleep listening to it because I was just listening to albums all day. But definitely got to listen to that again. Another person who dropped this week was Draco the Ruler. He dropped his first posthumous album, After Death album, Keep the Truth Alive, ironically dropping on the same day as someone else, but we're not gonna go there because we're gonna stay out of street shit. 18 songs, 38 minutes. Couple features on there, mainly from his brother Ralphie the Plug. But 18 songs, I definitely haven't listened to it yet, but I'm definitely gonna get to it. I heard Ralphie the Plug talking about putting together this project and how he was trying to make the perfect Drakeo the Ruler project. And I heard the first song, it sounds pretty good. But y'all go check that out. But the project I have been looking forward to all week, Tory Lanez is back with his Sorry For What project. And that is 20 songs and it is 1 hour and 16 minutes of nothing but bangers, man. Come on, man. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I have been saying this for a long, long, long time. Tory Lanez is the best artist out right now. The best artist. I'm not going to say he's the best rapper out right now yet. I'm going to say he is currently the best artist out right this moment. He does everything. He hits in every category. The originality, the bars, the flows, the melodies. He's knocking everything out the fucking park. It's undeniable. It's undeniable. And this is what people mean when they say, if you just make the best music possible, there is no way you can get blackballed. Because Tory Lanez is apparently blackballed. We've seen him get blackballed. You heard all the DJs, all the people saying, yo, fuck Tory Lanez, fuck Tory, we ain't playing this shit. And guess what? He went number one already on the Apple Music charts. Off being so-called blackballed. because his project is fire. I don't even know where to start, man. Sex Songs, one of my favorite on there so far. I love this song, Sorry For What. Why Did I? Red Casamigos, Casa Freakos, love that. The Vent. Just a lot on there I still got to get to, because of course a lot of his songs are two-parters. Listen, man, Tory just that nigga, man. He just be out here killing shit. He's still going crazy despite being blackballed. He still goes crazy. I think the BET Hip Hop Awards is this. Well, it already happened, but my homegirl Carrie, she's there. She was showing us little sneak peeks from behind the scenes. But the BET Hip Hop Awards were this weekend and in Atlanta, and we will be seeing them on Tuesday or October 4th. So in 2 days, we'll be seeing the BET Hip Hop Awards. I'm really excited for the ciphers, the awards. I've seen all the biggest celebrities there. And, yeah, man, I don't think I have any more news to report. I don't see any new news breaking. Shout out Kendrick Lamar, who just performed a couple songs on SNL. I just seen the performances. They were super, super dope. So shout out Kendrick Lamar. I don't know if he has anything new coming. Let me just make one more check and see if anything is going on. I don't think anything. Oh, Ice Spice allegedly has a little second mix. She has a sex tape that just leaked. People don't know if it's her or not. But I mean, if it is her, that coochie is coochieing, man. I could understand why that nigga was a munch. I understand why he ate it for lunch. And I don't think anything else happened. They're trying to cancel Joe Budden for saying, what did Joe say?
What? I have no idea knowing. Joe, you do the... And even I done walked in the corner and faked like I was putting a condom on before. If you're working.
What?
They're none the wiser.
What do you mean, what?
Yes, I did that.
You faked the put
1,000%. That was my poor.
You did that too? I'm asking.
That was my poor execution of my plan after I mastered it, which was to just bust through the lambskin. Let me go find.
I don't know if I ever use a lambskin.
Let me go find the thinnest condom in the world.
You bastard doing
bust,
that?
Huh?
Bust through it?
Yeah.
You
plan
to bust
through it? Yeah, I'm not having
it, but... Yo, what? Oh, man, this guy. Yo, you are a sicko, for real, yo.
No, I used to be.
Oh, okay.
Please don't. Please,
one
please,
time for growth.
Please don't misrepresent me.
what?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't have I ever done that? No. Nah, I have not planned to break the condom, nor have I faked like I was gonna put on a condom. If Shorty ever wanted me to put on a condom, I'm putting on a condom. Cause like maybe she's telling me for a reason. Maybe she has something and she doesn't want me to catch it. So I don't get pissed at her. So maybe, you know, I have never personally done that. But I don't think that's wild. I think that's a normal thing. Joe speaks on shit that happens, and shit happens. So whatever. Black Boy JB looks like he's going through something. Prayers go up to him. Rappers getting caught with Glocks in the back of Ubers, fam. What? How do you leave the Glock? Like, if you're a fam, if you are gonna, I'm not even gonna speak on who it is, cause y'all see. If you're gonna take a Glock in the back of an Uber, you're obviously taking the Glock for your safety. So how do you forget the Glock in the back of the Uber? You just forgot your safety. You might as well have left out the house without it. If you're just going to leave it in the back of the Uber, by it's a Glock, nigga. How do you not feel that shit on you? Crazy, crazy. I want to hear what he has to say. But, yeah, man, I think that's it. I think I'm finna get out of here. It's supposed to be a short podcast, kind of. I don't know how I got to an hour already. But, I'm going to play a couple songs for you, get y'all in that vibe, because I'm in that vibe. I love y'all, man. And like always, please, 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 you know, whenever, every single time you come to this pod and you kick it with your uncle, I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you what's going on. And I'm going to keep it a thou wow with you, man. I ain't going to cap to you. Your uncle ain't going to cap to you. Just know that because you're family. And like always, man, please wash your face. Brush your teeth, floss, stay safe, man, and most importantly, man, stay dangerous, man. It's spooky season. I love y'all. I'm out. It's a Tory Lanez type of vibe going on today, man. Rock with me, man. Y'all know nothing about this. Let's go!
I just want something. You got that old shawty, you got that something. Me and all my niggas out here, we just hustling. Trying to get something. Something that you got, girl. Yeah. Something that you got, girl. Yeah. I just want something. You got that old shawty, you got that something. I've been out hustling with all these down niggas. I stay a while, shawty, I stay a while with you. I've been my ride, I got that something. Visions of watching you back in and dumping. So I'm on another fire, rise or slide. All I got to say to you, I'm on my way right now. I'll text when I just want something. You got that old shawty, you got that something. Me and all my niggas out here, we just hustling. Trying to get something. Something that you got, girl. Yeah. Something that you got, girl. Yeah. I just want something. Something to show me, shawty, that you my only shawty. You got that something. These hoes don't know me, shawty. Don't leave me lonely, shawty. You know my somethings, I know your somethings. Know when you stress the fuck, know when you really want it. So I'm on a 9-5, about to slide. All I got to say to you, I'm on my way right now. I just want something. You got that old shawty, you got that something. Me and all my niggas out here, we just hustling. Trying to get something. Something that you got, girl. Yeah. Something that you got, girl. Yeah. You got it, girl, don't let it go. You can't help us, baby.
You telling me you falling out of love with me. Hope you can find someone to love you better than I did. Taking our memories on love and treating it like nothing. Taking our memories on love and treating it like gossip. It's my love for my grandmother to make me gentle when I care for you. Tell me you're falling out of love, it's breaking my heart in two. I just don't want it to end, man. Almost like it didn't happen to make you happy. You telling me you're falling out of love with me. Hope you can find someone to love you better than I did. You telling me you're falling out of love with me. Hope you can find someone to love you better than I did. It's my love for my grandmother that made me gentle when I care for you.
Once again, man, thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe. And most importantly, man, stay dangerous out here, man. Take it back to the city with this one. I'm out!
My bitch, Mr. Bitch Snatcher, Mr. Kidnapper, Mr. Get Backer, Mr. Big Wacker, can't get your bitch backer. Here's Mr. Big Backer, I send a blitz at you. Mr. Body Backer, make sure you get zipped after, make sure you get clipped after. No, we getting that Get Backer, now me down, gon' get back up. Hold your wrist back up, hey, I told this bitch back up. Hey, I send my bitch at you, I send my bitch at you. You ain't got no bitch like her, my bitch take you down, bitch, you ain't gon' get back up. My bitch skate around, double seed up. Balenciaga, her, I'm proud of her, I'm proud of her. Keep sucking babies, nuts.
I go sliding with my nigga, we do this shit for fun. I'm like, babe, don't even scratch, you know I brought my gun. My nigga got so many bodies, he a one of one. Any hoes be gonna bid and shoot him in the lung. If he see me as your bitch, I bet I taste some. I already know what type of time he on, ain't gotta say nothing. I'm his baddest devil for the race, no, I'ma chase some. I'ma go and get that paper for as long they make some. We pull up, big body skirts. Let me draw to get them curb, because I just eat them up, don't say a word. We go to the club, I'm hurting her. I make him fuck me in his diamonds, cause I know my worth. He give me money, I buy bed, I still ain't cop the purse.
I send my bitch at you, Mr. Bitch Snatcher, Mr. Kidnapper, Mr. Get Backer, Mr. Big Wacker, can't get your bitch backer. Here's Mr. Big Backer, I send a blitz at you. I send my bitch at you, you ain't got no bitch like her. My bitch take you down, bitch, you ain't gon' get back up. My bitch skate around, double seed up. Balenciaga, her, I'm proud of her, I'm proud of her. Keep sucking, baby, it's not enough. Access denied.